refreshed at the moment. You're looking forward to Friday and this series coming up?
Yeah, we are. It's pretty busy time. 9 hours time difference to South Africa. So we've got the next 3 or 4 days to try and prepare as best we can. But big series against New Zealand. At home we always play well back home, so we're all looking forward to it.
To try and turn a good step over there in South Africa.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate. One day cricket, we probably haven't had the success since the end of the World Cup that we would have liked. In saying that, we've played a lot of games overseas, so we know our record back here is pretty good. Conditions that we know well, so hopefully that helps us. And a few conversations on what we might need to change or what we think we're doing well. Good thing is T20 form we've been excellent, and the format's not too far away from each other, so hopefully we can draw on that a bit as well.
It's been an extra long summer, Pat, and you've been part of pretty much all of it. Was it a bit of a tactical rest, I guess, in the last one, to make sure you're fresh and ready to go on Friday?
Yeah, for sure. Knowing that it's only 6 or 7 days till the next series starts and it's on the other side of the world, just made the call. And the good thing, what made it easier was we had both Richardsons and Joshy Hazelwood, who are class players, who are on the bench. So. It's good that we're building a good squad of 5, 6, 7 different quick bowlers that are all in good form and having a bit of experience.
How do you address it as a group just to stay focused for such an extended period of time? Because the Aussie summer started so long ago and we're still going.
Yeah, it's something we talk about. Everyone tries to do it a little bit differently. For me, I've been lucky. I've had a couple of breaks after the Ashes. I had a month off, played the test, and I think I had about 3 weeks leading into this tour off. So I just try and get totally away from cricket and relax. Other people are similar. We've had a lot of, optional training sessions where people take the option just to refresh and have a day off cricket, which we find, helps. But yeah, it's a long summer, but we're all used to it. Everyone's played quite a bit now and it's part of playing three formats.
Considering this time of year, I can see where it's coming from. What do you think about that? Do you think it's still waiting for series like this time of year?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think there's anything, no such thing as a token series when you're playing for your country. Chappell Hadley Trophy, it's got a rich history. To be honest, I feel like we're always playing cricket in March. Maybe this year it just happens to be back here in Australia, which is a good thing, I think. 2 games at the SCG in March. We've got a really good record here. I don't think New Zealand have won a one-day series over here, so we've got that to defend as well. We haven't played one-day cricket, I think, for over 12 months in Australia, so looking forward to that challenge as well.
Again, Michael Clarke would certainly like to see you be captain of your country in all three formats. Have you given any thought to that possibility?
Yeah, it's nice of Clarky to say that. I kind of get a bit bemused each time I get asked or the topic comes up, because we've got Payne who's doing a fantastic job at the moment. Finch who's been brilliant, so maybe down the track, but not at the moment.
If you were, could you do it over all three formats?
I don't know, it's a big ask. I'd say probably unlikely, but yeah, we'll see.